This is Fresh Air. The 12 Transcendental Etudes by Franz Liszt are supreme tests for a pianist. The pieces are extraordinarily technical, but just hitting the notes isn't enough. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says Russell Sherman is one of the few pianists who can make the Etudes sound like music.
In a biography of Liszt, Alan Walker wrote that the 12 fiendishly difficult tone poems for the piano that make up the Transcendental Etudes require, above all, a pianist whose technique is so advanced that he succeeds in communicating their simplicities. On Russell Sherman's new disc of the Transcendental Etudes, he doesn't exactly make you forget how breathtakingly his fingers master Liszt's overwhelming challenges. But he also convinces you there's a lot more to these pieces than a lot of notes. That Liszt arranges all those notes into coherent and dramatic structures, at the center of which is a powerful, perhaps profound, simplicity. Sherman's playing never loses the narrative thread. He leads you from incident to incident, and each of the etudes has its own character and color. Sherman is not afraid to confront the sentimental and melodramatic sides of Liszt, but because they are part of an ongoing drama, they never seem ends in themselves. In the etude Ricordanza, for instance, Sherman shows how Liszt's embroidery of trills and lacy runs is a kind of ironic fantasy of nostalgia, an elaborate frame around an empty photograph. Sherman calls it the human gift for inventing a past to defray the present and banish the future. In Harmonie du Soir, there's no irony, only a sublime calmness with which Liszt reaches for the stars. Sherman admits that in Mazeppa, he's troubled by the structural obviousness of the corny plot, a Cossack's wild ride at the end of which his horse collapses in exhaustion. Yet Sherman seems to love exploring the way harmony, texture, color, all the musical images keep changing, developing, unfolding in phrases, sentences, and paragraphs. And he reveals a mania in the music that is much more powerful and disturbing than mere melodrama. Sherman's storytelling power is just as great in the two etudes that have no descriptive titles. He plays for contrasts as well as continuities, and he makes the transitions from piece to piece an important part of this musical drama. So after you are, in Sherman's own words, pounded into submission by Mazeppa, you can lose yourself in what he calls the transcendent grace and whimsy of Feu Follet, which means will-o'-the-wisps. Sherman's entire performance has unstoppable momentum. After those arpeggios that range the entire keyboard in the opening preludio, it's impossible to stop listening until the last shivering snowdrift of the 12th etude has whirled itself out of existence.
Liszt's Transcendental Etudes. Lloyd Schwartz reviewed a new recording of them performed by Russell Sherman on the Albany Records label. This is Fresh Air.